President-elect Joe Biden ran on the most ambitious climate plan proposed by a major party presidential nominee. He wants to spend $2 trillion in the next 4 years to lower carbon emissions from the power sector and build more resilient infrastructure. It's unclear how much cooperation Biden can expect from Congress or how state legislatures will respond. State Impact Pennsylvania's Rachel McDevitt takes a look at how Biden's plan could affect the Commonwealth.
Joe Biden is calling for a transition to a clean energy economy.
The question is not, is that transition going to happen? It's just how quickly is it going to be able to happen?
Oscar Serpell is a research associate at the Kleinman Center for Energy Policy at the University of Pennsylvania. He says power from renewables like wind and solar is some of the cheapest on the market, and Pennsylvania is well positioned to take advantage.
The business case for renewable energy has never been stronger, and it will continue to get stronger every single year.
Use of renewables has grown during the Trump administration, even though the president prioritized fossil fuels and vocally doubted climate science. Biden, in contrast, refers to climate change as a crisis and wants to set the country on a path to net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2050.
He's frankly changed the scope of public conversation on the issue.
Kate Knuth is a former Minnesota state lawmaker and founder of the project Democracy and Climate. She says that kind of messaging from the country's chief executive will help people understand the scope of the problem and will push businesses to innovate.
And I think it will unleash our imaginations and our ingenuity and our investments.
Biden's plan is big and relies on both executive action and Congress, where opposing lawmakers could throw up roadblocks. If passed, some policies might not play well in Pennsylvania with its history of coal and natural gas production. It's fair to expect at least some pushback here from industry groups and the Republican-controlled legislature.
We have members who have drafted responsible and considerate amendments that need to be considered by this.
Senators, you are out of order.
Most recently, Republican lawmakers have been fighting Democratic Governor Tom Wolf's effort to join a regional program to curb carbon emissions from the power sector. But State Representative Leanne Krueger, a Democrat from Delaware County who sits on the House Environmental Resources and Energy Committee, says she sees an opportunity to work together on the infrastructure side of Biden's plan.
If we see an infrastructure plan coming out of the federal government that has real investment in clean energy, and a real plan to create jobs, I think that there's possibility to build broad support for that.
Republican leadership declined or did not respond to interview requests for this story. But others agree public buy-in will be key to advancing Biden's plan, and infrastructure and job creation are the ways to do that.
People will need to feel and see economic benefits from this in a very short time in order for this to be durable.
Costa Samaras teaches civil and environmental engineering at Carnegie Mellon University. One part of Biden's plan that seems especially promising to him is putting people to work plugging abandoned oil and gas wells, which leak the potent greenhouse gas methane. The State Department of Environmental Protection estimates there could be as many as 200,000 of them.
Cleaning up kind of the energy of the past and finding ways to make the energy of the future competitive and widespread here in the Commonwealth.
Samaras also sees a huge opportunity for jobs fixing Pennsylvania's crumbling bridges, dams, rail systems, homes, and schools, and making them more resilient to the extreme weather that will accompany climate change. He says the Commonwealth has a history of innovation in the energy sphere, and it could lead again in the transition to clean electricity generation and to electrify other big sources of pollution, like transportation.
We can figure out a way to do decarbonization in Pennsylvania, especially a place that has, you know, legacy fossil fuel history. Like, we can do it anywhere.
There is a lot of work ahead, says Josh McNeil of the League of Conservation Voters of Pennsylvania.
If we want this thing to happen, it's not enough that we voted. If we want to take action on climate change, the people of this state and the people around the country are going to need to stay on the phones, calling their elected officials and demanding that it happen.
McNeil's group spent more than $1 million trying to turn out environmentally minded voters this election. And though Biden won, Pennsylvania's congressional delegation remains evenly split, and Republicans across the state gained seats. Rachel McDevitt, State Impact, Pennsylvania.